This is Dr. Mejia, the chair for the patient Azael, A-Z-A-E-L, Camarena. Medical records 1490-18, date of birth 3/18/1984. Referring physician, self-procedure performed colonoscopy and EG. These secondary procedures, biopsy, date of the procedure March 16, 2022. Indications, GERD, bloating, changing bowel habits, diarrhea. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, otherwise normal colonoscopy, paragraph, death on insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, one anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph, opera procedure, double template, paragraph, terminal aliens was examined, paragraph, findings, otopharynx appear normal, paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, paired biopsy taken from distal esophagus, like eosinophilic esophagitis, per paragraph. Stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema, antrum and body biopsy taken, large pylori, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, for celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Sphenoid flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flow measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, patient will need a follow-up in office in 3 to 4 weeks period. Please note that biopsies were taken in the colon from the right side and left side of the colon for microscopic colitis period. Terminal ileum was also examined and appear normal period.